Today we are learning Megillah Daf Beis Amid Beis. On Daf Beis Amid Aleph, we had learned that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the idea that people would read Megillah on Yud Aleph Adar, Yud Beis Adar, Yud Gimel Adar, at some point earlier than Purim, was only true when Yisrael was Shriyan Al Admasan, when the Jewish people lived in Eretz Yisrael. But now that the Jewish people don't live in Eretz Yisrael, and people use Purim as a way to gauge when Pesach is going to be, they celebrate Purim, and then 30 days later, they celebrate Pesach. So Rabbi Yehuda said, so nowadays, we can only celebrate Purim on Yud Aleph, we can only read the Megillah on Yud Dalet Adar and no earlier. So we left off on the bottom of Daf Beis Amid Aleph, and the Gemara tells us on the very last line of Daf Beis Amid Aleph that the last few words, Rav Ashi Kashale Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yehuda Umukum La Lebraisa Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Ashi had a problem that he found that there was a contradiction between this statement of Rabbi Yehuda that we just said and another statement in a Braisa that Rabbi Yehuda says, and because of that contradiction in two statements of Rabbi Yehuda, he's going to say that the whole Braisa that we think was said by Rabbi Yehuda was really said by Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda. And that way it solves the contradiction, because it's not Rabbi Yehuda against Rabbi Yehuda, it's Rabbi Yehuda against Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda. So what was the contradiction? His contradiction was as follows. Does Rabbi Yehuda really say that nowadays, since everyone uses Purim to gauge when Pesach is going to be, you can only read the Megillah on Yud Aleph Adar? Ureminhi, I'll ask you a stira. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, when do we read the Megillah earlier than the 14th? On the market days, that's only when people have market days on Mondays and Thursdays. But if you live in a location where they don't have special market days on Mondays and Thursdays, then you would read the Megillah on Purim. But what does that imply? That even nowadays, even nowadays, we would read the Megillah early if you live in a place where they have a market day on Monday and Thursday. So you see, that's against what Rabbi Yehuda had said on Amud Aleph. On Amud Aleph, Rabbi Yehuda said that nowadays we never read earlier than Yud Aleph. Here in this Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda is saying, we do read earlier than Yud Aleph if you happen to live in a place where there are market days on Mondays and Thursdays. So because of that contradiction, Umukum la lebraisa k'Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda. That's why Rav Ashi said that the Braisa must not have been written by Rabbi Yehuda, it must have been written by Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda. So says Gemara, what? Umishum de kashle d'Rabbi Yehuda, d'Rabbi Yehuda, Umukum la lebraisa k'Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda? Who gives you the right to take a magic eraser and change the names in the Braisa? Just because you find a contradiction between two Braisas, you could change the name from Rabbi Yehuda to Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda? So answers the Gemara, he didn't just randomly change the name to Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda. Rav Ashi Shmiel Di'ika D'Tani Lak Rabbi Yehuda, V'ika D'Tani Lak Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda. Rav Ashi heard two different traditions of how to read this Braisa. One tradition of the Braisa had it that Rabbi Yehuda was the one speaking in the Braisa, and the other way that this Braisa was taught was that it was Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda who spoke in this Braisa. Umet Kashle Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda. Now, because this Braisa that goes directly against a different statement of Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Manditani Lak Rabbi Yehuda Lav Dafka, Manditani Lak Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda Dafka. He realized that the tradition that had this Braisa being authored by Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda must have been the more accurate tradition, and that it in fact was not authored by Rabbi Yehuda. So main point number one is that because of a contradiction in Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, whether we still read Megillah before Purim, before Yud Dalid, Rav Ashi assumed that one of the statements was written by Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda. So again, because Rabbi Yehuda contradicts himself, we have the two statements of Rabbi Yehuda that contradict each other. Whether we would still read, whether we would still lay Megillah before Purim Bizman Hazeh, we assume that the Braisa that says we would goes like Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda. Good. Further in the Gemara now, at the two dots. So he said, any city that was surrounded by a wall from the days of Yeshua ben Nun reads on the 15th day of Adar. So asking Raminanimili, how do we know that to be the case? That there's a special reading on the 15th day of Adar for such cities? Amar Rava, Damar Kras. Rava says, because it says in the Pasuk, Al Kein Hayudim Apraz Mayoshim Bari Aprazos, it says that people who live in non-walled cities, in regular cities, read on the 14th. So if only people in non-walled cities read on the 14th, the present Barbasar, it must be Mukafin Bechamisha. So the people in walled cities read a different day. What different day? Must be. They read on the 15th. So the Gemara has three questions on this. The Gemara is going to say, granted, that Pasuk tells you that they don't read on the 14th like people in regular cities, but maybe it means they read some other time. So question number one, Ve'ema present Barbasar Mukafin Klal Klalo. Maybe it's telling me that people who live in non-walled cities read on the 14th, and people who live in walled cities don't read Megillah at all. Says Gemara, that can't be. V'lav Yisrael ninu. What, are people who live in walled cities not Jews? Of course they have to read Megillah. V'odin, furthermore, mehodu ad kush, v'yad kush ksiv. The Megillah itself says that everybody's got to do it, that the entire world has to read Megillah. So says Gemara, okay, but maybe the following suggestion. Question number two. Ve'ema prazim ba'ar besar, mukafin ba'ar besar u'b'chamesar. Maybe people who live in non-walled cities read on the 14th. People who live in walled cities could read on the 14th, or the 15th. Maybe it's not saying that people in walled cities could read only the 15th, but that they have a choice. They could read the 14th or the 15th. Kedichsiv liososim es yom arba'as or l'chodesh adar ve'es yom chamishas or bo'be kol shana. It says in the Pasuk that both the 14th and 15th days are days of celebration for the Jewish people. Answers the Gemara, no, that can't mean that, because he have a kasav es yom arba'as or v'chamisha asar kedigamrit. If the Pasuk would have said es yom arba'as or v'chamisha asar, then you're right. Then the people in the walled cities could read either one. But that's not what the Pasuk says. Hasha d'chsiv es yom arba asar v'es yom chamisha asar asa es upasik. That extra word es comes and separates day 14 from day 15. Hani barba asar v'hani b'chamisha asar. To tell me that certain people could read on the 14th, other people could read on the 15th. People from cities without a wall read on the 14th. People from cities with a wall read on the 15th. Says the Gemara, question number three. Ve'ema prazim ba'ar besar, mukafin bo bar besar, bo v'chamesar. Maybe people who live in non-walled cities read on the 14th. People who live in walled cities can read on the, if they want, on the 14th or on the 15th. Sorry, the last question was that the people in the walled cities should have to read on both, the 14th and the 15th. This question is that they should be able to have the option of reading one or the other. So says Gemara, Amar Kra Bizmanehem. Zmano shel zeh, lo zmano shel zeh. Bizmanehem teaches us that whatever the zman for reading the Megillah is for people in non-walled cities is not the same zman for reading Megillah for people in walled cities. So there can't be any overlap. So people in non-walled cities read the 14th, people in walled cities read the 15th. Says the Gemara, a fourth question. Ve'ima bit, I think I said before there are only three. Apparently there are four. Ve'ima bitleisar. Why don't we assume, granted, what we see from the Pasuk is people in regular cities read on the 14th, and people in walled cities must read some different day. How do we know that that different day is the 15th? Maybe that different day is the 13th. Answers the Gemara, Kishushan. No, it's supposed to be just like Shushan. And Shushan, we know, had the celebration on the 15th. So says Gemara, Ashkecha Nasiya, Zechira Minhalan. From this Pasuk, we only see that they made a celebration and a festive meal on the 14th for regular cities and 15th for walled cities. How do I know that you read the Megillah on those days also? That you read the Megillah on the 15th for walled cities? Amar Kra, because the Pasuk says, V'ayamim ha'ele nizkarim v'na'asim. Iskish zechira la'asiyah. Since the Pasuk says nizkarim, nizkarim means zechira, remembering the story, that's reading the Megillah. V'na'asim, na'asim is doing, is to celebrate, to make a party, so we link the requirement to make a party with the requirement to read the Megillah. The same day that you have a requirement to make a party is the same day that we have a requirement to read the Megillah. So main point number two is that the Gemara proves that people in walled cities read on the 15th, never later, never before. They always read on the never before the 14th and never later. The Gemara proves the source from the Megillah itself that people read the Megillah, people in walled cities read the Megillah on the 15th. Says the Gemara now, what does it mean, walled cities? So the Mishnah said that walled cities means any city that had a wall in it from the days of Yehoshua bin Nun. So the Gemara just points out now, not everybody agrees that that's how we define a walled city that reads on the 15th. Masnisin Deloki Aitana. Our mission is against the following Tana. Detanya Rabbi Shuban Karcha Omer. Rabbi Shuban Karcha says, Krachna Mukafin Chomi Mimos Achashverosh Karin Bechamisha Asar. In order, a walled city is the reason the 15th, a city that has had a wall around it from the days of Achashverosh. My time is Rabbi Shuban Karcha. What is it? Why is it that Rabbi Shuban Karcha thinks it goes back to the days of Achashverosh? ki Shushan. Well, that makes a lot more sense. That's more like Shushan. Ma Shushan mekaves chom mimelsa Achashverosh v'karn b'chamishasar. Just like Shushan had a wall around it from the days of Achashverosh and reads on the 15th, Av kol shum mekaves chom mimelsa Achashverosh v'karn b'chamishasar. So do any city that had a wall around it from the days of Achashverosh reads on the 15th. That makes a lot of logical sense. The real question is, v'tana didan maitaima. Why does our Tana think that it relates to cities that had a wall from the days of Yoshua ben Nun? Who cares about the days of Yoshua ben Nun? What does that have to do with the Purim story? So says Gemara, Yalif Prazi Prazi. We learn now because the word in the Megillah that describes regular cities uses the word Praz, Prazim, and the word in Sefer Yoshua that describes the Jewish people going into the land of Israel also uses such a similar word. So, Ksiv Hach Al Kena Yudim HaPrazim in the Megillah, Uksiv Hasam, and by Yoshua it says, Levad Me'arei HaPrazi Harbe Ma'od. So we learn that the two must be linked. Mala Halan Mukafas Chomim Yos Yoshua Ben Nun. Just like in Sefer Yoshua, we're talking about cities that had walls from the days of Yoshua Ben Nun. Afkan Mukafas Chomim Yos Yoshua Ben Nun. So too, when it comes to Megillah, we're talking about cities that had a wall from the days of Yoshua Ben Nun. So we're cities, yeah. So we're talking about cities that bring their status back to the days of Yoshua Ben Nun. Even though Prazi doesn't mean cities that had a wall, but the point is that it all goes back to Yoshua Ben Nun. It doesn't go back to Achashverosh. So says the Gemara, so that's the machlokas. Our Mishnah holds that walled cities from the days of Yoshua ben Nun read Megillah on the 15th. Rabbi Shua ben Karcha holds walled cities from the days of Achashverosh read on the 15th. And that is main point number 3. Again, machlokas between our Mishnah and Rabbi Shua ben Karcha. Our Mishnah holds that walled cities from the days of Yeshua ben Nun read on the 15th. Rabbi Shua ben Karcha holds walled cities from the days of Achashverosh read on the 15th. So the Gemara says, Bishlam Rabbi Shua ben Karcha lomar katani didan delesle prazi prazi. I understand why Rabbi Shua ben Karcha doesn't want to say like our Mishnah. He must not hold of this gezeira shava where we link the two words prazi prazi. Elatana didan my time lomar Rabbi Shua ben Karcha. But why doesn't our Tana want to say like Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha to say that it relates back to the times of Achashverosh? Says Mar, what kind of question is that? My Taima? Da Yisle, Prazi Prazi. He can't say like Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. He has this drasha of Prazi Prazi that forces him to say it relates to Yoshua ben Nun somehow. So says Mar, Nahachi Kamar, El Shushan da Avda Kaman. According to our Tana, Shushan is stuck because Shushan doesn't do like anybody. Loka Prazim Veloka Mukafin. It doesn't read on the 14th like every other city that did not have a wall from the days of Yoshua ben Nun, but it's not really a walled city from the days of Yoshua ben Nun. Shushan, we have no knowledge of Shushan having had a wall around it from the days of Yoshua ben Nun, and yet the Megillah says that Shushan reads on the 15th. So Shushan doesn't really fit any category. So answers the Gemara, Amar Rava, Varmila Kadi, Shiny Shushan, Hol V'nasa B'Nes. Shushan is an exception to the rule. Shushan, since the Nes happened in Shushan, the city of Shushan gets a special dispensation to read on the 15th, even though it didn't have a wall from the days of Yoshua ben Nun. Says Mar Bishlam, Latana Didan, Hainu Dixiv Medino Medina, Ir V'Ir. According to our Tana, I understand, that's why the Pasuk says, Medino Medina, Ir V'Ir. Why does it say both expressions? Medino Medina, L'chalik bin Mekavon Chom, Mos Yoshua ben Nun, L'mekavos Chom, Mos HaChashverosh. Medina Medina is to distinguish between cities that had a wall from the days of Yeshua ben Nun, which read on the 15th, and cities that had a wall only from the days of Achashverosh, which don't read on the 15th. And Ir V'Ir, Nami L'chalik bin Shushan L'Shara Yaros. And then we have another distinction, Ir V'Ir, to distinguish between cities that had a wall from the that did not have a wall from the days of Yoshua ben Nun, but did have a wall in days of, cities that did not have a wall from the days of Yoshua ben Nun with the city of Shushan. Even though Shushan didn't have a wall from the days of Yoshua ben Nun, still Shushan reads on the 15th. So we have that double distinction. One, to distinguish between walls that have a city from the days of cities that have a wall from the days of Yeshua ben Nun and cities that have a wall from the days of Achashverosh. And even within that second category, Shushan is an exception. El Rabbi Shua ben Karcha, but according to Rabbi Shua ben Karcha, that any city that had a wall from the days of Achashverosh, including Shushan, automatically reads on the 15th. So Bishlam Medino Medina, I understand that we need an expression, Medino Medina, L'chalik bin Shushan L'shara Yaros, to tell me that Shushan is different than other cities. Eli Ir V'Ir L'may Asa, but what does the expression Ir V'Ir come to include? Answers the Gemara, Amar lecha Rabbi Shimon Karcha, Ulatana didan min nicha? Rabbi Shimon Karcha answers this question himself, not by defending himself, but by saying, the same kasha you ask on me, you have a kasha to ask on yourself also. Given the Islay Prazi Prazi, once you have the Gzera Shava Prazi Prazi to tell you that any city that had a wall from the days of Yeshua ben Nunri is on the 15th, Medina, Medina, Lamali. Why do you need that extra expression of Medina, Medina? You also don't need two expressions. Elakrol the drasha huda asa. Must be that pasuk of Medina, Medina comes to teach me some sort of drasha. Ukiz Rabbi Shubban Levi huda asa, like Rabbi Shubban Levi taught. Dam Rabbi Shubban Levi, krach v'kala samachlo, v'kala niri imo, nidon kekrach. Not only is a large city considered like the large city, but anything that's close to the city, anything that's visible from the city, or anywhere you can see the city from, has a din of the city that has a wall from the times of Yeshua ben Nun, and would therefore read on the 15th day of Nisan. So it's not only the city itself that has the wall, but anything near that city is included as part of that city, and would also read on the 15th. Ad kama, how close to the city does it have to be? Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu v'itam Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, kimachmasan l'tveria mil. It's like the distance from machmasan to Tveria, which is a mil. So says Gemara, okay, so v'lema mil, just tell me it's a mil. Why do you have to give me the names of two random cities and say it's like the distance of that city to that city? Just tell me that anything that's within a mil of a walled city would read on the 15th. Answers Gemara Hakamashmalan. This is what it's trying to tell me. Dishiura de mil kamahavi kimachmasan l'tveria. If you don't know how long a mil is, so go out to the city of Machmasan and measure from there to Tveria, and then you'll know exactly how long a mil is. So that is the end of that discussion. And main point number four is where we darshan from the words may eerily ear that anything that's near a city that has a wall counts like part of the city that has a wall, and therefore would read the Megillah on the 15th day of Adar. So it's not just the cities that have a wall, but anything that's near the cities that have a wall would read the Megillah on the 15th day of Adar. So again, to summarize everything that we learned here on Daf Beis Amud Beis, on the top we had a contradiction whether Rabbi Yehuda held that still nowadays small villages read before Purim on the 11th, 12th, the 13th, and we said it's not a contradiction because one of the statements was not really written by Rabbi Yehuda, it was written by Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. Then we brought proof from the Psukim that people who live in cities that were surrounded by a wall read on the 15th, not that they have the option to read 14th or 15th, not that they read on the 13th, not that they read both on the 14th and 15th, but they specifically read on the 15th. Then we pointed out that we had a machlokas between our Mishnah and Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, whether the cities that read on the 15th are cities that had a wall from the days of Yehoshua ben Nun, or cities that had a wall from the days of Achashverosh. And then we pointed out that from the extra phrase, early ear, we learn out that not only do the cities themselves that have the wall read on the 15th, but even anything near the cities, within a mil of those cities, would also read on the 15th. And that concludes our shiur for today.